Hello. Good evening. This is Will Gomez calling on behalf of Opinion Research. Hello. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you now. Who's this?
Okay. Yeah, my name is Will, and I'm conducting a survey for researchers at the Harvard Kennedy School. And I would like to ask you some opinions on some of the issues of the day in Boston. Not much is known about how people feel and what people think about policing in their neighborhoods, and we'd like to hear from you about your experiences with and perceptions of the Boston Police Department. Do you have a few minutes?
Yep.
Thank you. This survey will take only a few minutes to complete and ask about some sensitive topics and appreciation for sharing your time and opinion. You will receive a $10 gift card. If you complete the survey, you will also have the opportunity to sign up to participate in a more in-depth follow-up interview for $50. We're going to start with some demographic questions. As a reminder, your answers to questions are anonymous. Would you prefer to continue in English or Spanish?
English, please.
Thank you. We're going to start with some demographic questions. Do you currently live in Boston? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Would you mind telling me the zip code of your primary residence?
02124.
Thank you. What would you say is your gender? Do you identify as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you so much. How old are you? Are you between 18 to 29, 30 to 44, 45 to 59, 60 to 74, or
30 to 40?
I'm sorry, ma'am. Thank you.
41, 30, yep.
Thank you. What would you say is your ethnic or racial background? Do you identify as white Caucasian, black African American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander, Hispanic Latino, Middle Eastern, North African?
Biracial.
Okay. Thank you. What is the highest level of education that you have completed?
Associate's degree.
Thank you. The next set of questions are about your health and well-being over the past month. In general, will you say your physical health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. In general, will you say your mental health is excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Thank you. Now, we are interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often do you have trouble falling asleep? Every day, a few times a week, about once per week, or never?
Few times per week.
Okay, thank you. How often do you wake up during sleep and have difficulty falling back to sleep? Every day, a few times a week, about once per week, or never?
Every day.
Every day, okay, thank you. How often do you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued? Every day, a few times a week, about once per week, or never?
Two times a week.
Thank you. The next set of questions are about how you've been feeling as of late during the past 2 weeks. How often have you been bothered by the following? Feeling down, depressed, or hopeless? Not at all. Some days, more than half the day, nearly every day?
Some days.
Some days, okay. What about having little interest or pleasure in doing things?
Some days.
Thank you. What about feeling nervous, anxious, or on the edge?
Every day.
Every day, okay. What about not being able to control worrying?
I mean, I have anxiety, so that's regular. Like, I say every day.
Every day, okay. Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask a few questions about whether you have been told by a healthcare professional that you have conditions that are common in our society. Have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have any of the following? A substance use disorder, yes or no?
I'm sorry, what was the first one? I didn't hear it.
Okay. Have you been told by a professional healthcare professional that you have any of the following? A substance use disorder, yes or no?
No.
No. High blood pressure?
No.
No. Overweight or obesity?
Yes.
Yes, okay. An emotional or mental health issue like depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder? Okay.
Yes.
Heart attack, angina, or coronary heart disease?
No.
No. Okay. Diabetes?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Here are some questions about what you think of your community and the relationships that people in your community have to each other. The following scenario, please indicate how likely you think it is that your neighbors will act if serious issues develop in your neighborhood, like a rise in petty crime, the loss of vital city services, or a neighbor who has fallen on hard times. How likely is that your neighbors will come together to do something about it? Will you say very likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
Very unlikely.
Thank you. Have there been social get-togethers like block parties or gatherings in your neighborhood during the past 6 months? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. In the past year, have you considered moving away from this community? Will you say yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Which of the following reasons is the biggest factor in your thinking about moving away? Affordable housing, police harassment, unreliable public transportation, crime, drugs, politics, lack of good paying jobs?
Crime.
Crime. Okay, thank you.
And the cost of housing.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to ask you about the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statements about how much people of your racial group can trust the law enforcement. People of my racial group should be suspicious of the criminal justice system. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Okay, thank you. People of my racial group are treated the same by law enforcement officers as people of other groups. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I'm in the middle with that.
Like, neither agree nor disagree.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, people of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers.
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. During encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt.
I strongly agree.
Thank you. Law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously.
I strongly disagree.
Thank you. In most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. When my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Law enforcement officers treat people in my racial group like animals.
I mean, sometimes I think that happens. Good, how are you? Can I have a sleeve, please?
Law enforcement officers have the best interests of people of my racial group in mind.
Do you want a
cold? No, thank you. Agree.
Okay. Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat, sorry.
Okay, thank you so much. You can answer this question yes or no. In the past year, have the police or law enforcement ever been verbally abusive to you or your friends or family members? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay. Have they been physically abusive to any of your friends or family members? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Have they stopped you and search any of your friends or family members for no reason? Yes or no?
No. No.
No? Okay. Thank you so much. The next set of questions are about whether you or anyone else in your neighborhood have felt unfairly treated by police. Have you ever felt that the police treated you unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of your race? Yes or no?
No.
No? Okay. Thank you. Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police treated them unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of their race? Yes or no?
Yes, they have, yes.
Okay, thank you. Have you ever felt that the police stopped or follow you because of your racial background? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay, thank you. Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police stopped or follow them because of their racial background? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. We are now interested in the extent and nature of your contact with police and law enforcement. Have you ever had any contact with police or law enforcement? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you had any contact with police or law enforcement in the past year? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you ever been arrested? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you ever been arrested in the past year? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay, yeah. Have you ever been incarcerated in jail or prison? Yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you. Have any of your friends or family members ever been arrested? Yes
or no? I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you perfectly. Yep. I hear you.
What happened, sir?
Yes, I hear you.
Hello?
Yes, I hear you, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, ma'am? Yeah, you hear me?
No, my phone.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, you hear me okay?
Hello?
Hello, ma'am? Hello, hello?